Silent disdain has been intentional. We have been observing you individually. Disdain and allowing the stillness and quietness to have an impact upon you. Dear friends, have spoken much, many words to help you, to encourage you, to become aware of your own selves. Many words have been spoken to try to bring to you truth and enlightenment and to help each of you on your pathways of truth. What I wish to say to you this time is about what you as spirit within the human form should be thinking or trying to endeavor to be what you are. Too often, my dear friends, we hear you say that to follow the spiritual pathway, you must be pure and good. What I wish to say to you, it is much better for you to be genuine and honest to yourselves. It is too simple to have that smile upon your face when within your thoughts there is much negativity. Therefore I say to you, honesty with yourself is much better, because only when you fully understand yourself and your thoughts can you then help others. We have spoken much about the power of thoughts and prayer, but tonight I wish to say to you that to help your fellow man understand yourselves first. And although the power of your prayer is good, whilst you tread this earthly path, I would suggest that action to help another is a better pathway for you. I repeat, do not judge another human being. I have to tell you, my dear friends, that if you have shortcomings, then this is an area where most of you fall down. But again, it is because you are living within the human form. You find it difficult to leave behind the emotions of humankind. But to go forward, my dear friends, you must do this. You must leave behind emotions. You must leave behind criticism of your fellow man. You must become that honest being who knows himself well. And only then can we go forward. Have you any questions at this point?
Questions?
About what we are saying to you.
I think it's all very clear.
And we do form very short judgments.
I do not say these things to criticize you. That is not my purpose.
I would surely appreciate that.
But, my dear friends, you have reached a point in your awareness and in your seeking, when the next step forward for you lies not with my words to you, although they will continue, but it is our endeavor that each one of you also grows and goes forward in order that more can be given to you. Do you understand what I say?
Yes, we thank you for that.
I will not say more this time, other than to ask of you once more to think about the two words I have given to you. Honesty and to be genuine to yourself. Consider these words and next time we will go forward with them.
I think sometimes when we're not honest with ourselves, we do know it, we feel guilty.
You may feel guilty in the physical sense of the word, but what you are doing is denying the spirit. You are almost hiding your heads in the sand, to use one of your earthly expressions.
Thank you.
what you do, you are denying yourself. Therefore, think carefully about what you feel and understand about the meaning of these two words. You may be surprised, my dear friends, with the answers each one of you comes up with. It may surprise you, it may shock you, but what you should find is that you are looking at yourselves truthfully, perhaps for the first time.
Yes.
This is a great step forward for you, my friends.
So I think this is an interesting balance, the balance between selflessness and self. In order to, one ideal is to become selfless in the interest of helping others to access, but we need to keep self-identity in order to make our way in the world. So this can be seen as a rather interesting and delicate balance between self and selflessness.
Yes, it is a power struggle within oneself, if you like. Yes, we will discuss this a little more next time. But yes, my dear friend, you have grasped a little of what I am trying to say. Think deeply and you may be surprised with what you find. Because I can tell you that each one of you has a self-image which is perhaps not always the true self. And this applies to all of you. Therefore, I would say only look deep within and find that genuine, honest self. And we will see how much you have grown next time. I will leave you now. Leave you in the knowledge that our help is always available to you. Not always in the way that you might perceive it to be, but always we work for your best interests, my dear friend, in order that you can go forward, in order that these truths be told, in order that these words can be given to others, and that each comes together in the knowledge that truth must prevail. And it does. May that light which is within you all, grow ever brighter. And until we come together once more, I will leave you as ever and confess to make my love.
Thank you.